AIDS doesn't discriminate was an early slogan in fighting HIV and raising awareness. But think about the Americans who have or have had HIV. Which names or faces come to mind? Magic Johnson, Rock Hudson, the rapper Eazy-E? One middle-class white woman who has HIV realized that there were plenty of people like her, and more people needed to realize that. Independent producer Lul Alwowski has her story.
Regan Hoffman grew up in the Tony suburbs of Princeton, New Jersey. When she went to high school in the 80s, she was terrified of AIDS.
And then, quite frankly, by the mid-90s, I had never heard of a woman, a heterosexual woman who wasn't an IV drug user, having HIV. I perceived myself to be literally at no risk for HIV.
Unfortunately, in 1996, Regan contracted HIV from her first and only boyfriend after her divorce. Regan was so embarrassed that she kept it a secret. And because she had health care, she could keep it a secret from friends. For roughly 8 years, she told only her immediate family.
I would be sitting at a dinner party or just hanging out with my friends, and they would make disparaging comments about people who had HIV, and it was very hard to keep a poker face. I never said anything or participated in the conversation because I was so fearful. I think one of the nastiest things I ever heard was from a guy who I actually was considering going out with, and we were at a party, and he said, well, I think HIV is nature's way of correcting overpopulation, and I also think it takes out the people that shouldn't be on the planet, you know, the druggies and the whores and the gays, and I just couldn't believe these things are coming out of his mouth. And of course, that was the end of me wanting to go out with him.
Dating was fraught with problems. Once, after she disclosed her HIV status to a guy she was dating, he changed his phone number and disappeared. As for her friends, they had no idea she was losing weight from the AIDS medication.
So I would hear these comments from my friends, you know, oh, you look great, and you're so skinny, and, you know, what every girl likes to hear. And I, of course, was panicked. The fear that the secret would get out was gnawing at me inside. And the stress of that was hard on my body and hard on my mind.
To find an outlet for her anxiety, Regan approached the magazine PAWS, short for positive, a lifestyle magazine for people who have HIV. She ended up writing a regular column under the byline Anonymous, and last year, the magazine asked her to come on board full-time. At first, she wasn't really sure if she should.
I was worried that I was representative of too small a slice of the pie. But over the years, women have become a larger portion of those infected. Almost 30% in the United States are women. And that's a huge jump from a couple years ago when women only comprised 7%.
Still, Regan didn't want to take the job unless she was going to disclose her HIV status openly. But earlier this year, she became the magazine's editor-in-chief.
I put my face on the cover of the magazine, and the phone started to ring off the hook. Socialites in Texas, mothers of three in Washington, D.C., you know, women living down in Soho whose husbands are on Wall Street. There are so many women out there like me who are just not coming forward.
So it's probably no surprise that Regan still finds even the most well-meaning people are ignorant about AIDS and HIV. Not too long ago, she was in Washington, D.C. at a charity fundraiser for AIDS research. She was there with another HIV-positive woman who works at the magazine, sitting around a big table with other donors. When Regan mentioned that 1 in 20 people in Washington, D.C. had HIV, the people at her table didn't believe her.
They said, well, that can't be true. And I said, yes, it's true.
When they still didn't believe AIDS was a problem in the U.S., she told them that the rate of HIV infection at their table was even worse than in the District of Columbia.
And literally, their jaws hung open as I told them I was positive and Marvelyn told them that she was positive. And two of the women actually got up and left the table. Might have been coincidence, but I don't think so. These people truly do not perceive AIDS to be in their world. There were people on stage from other countries talking about their experiences, and yet there was disbelief on the part of these, you know, upper middle class American women that there was HIV right in their backyard. I think the thing that people need to understand is that everybody's face is the face of AIDS and has always been.
For NPR News, I'm Lou Olkowski in New York.
To learn more about Regan Hoffman and PAWS Magazine, go to our website, npr.org.